This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country, located just outside the nation's capital. We want to get her thoughts today on the government's handling of the swine flu issue, as well as the latest developments on the healthcare policy debate. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Some people say this is the greatest outbreak of the flu since the end of World War I. Others say this is the greatest overreaction to a potential outbreak, given the limited number of deaths and even cases we've seen so far. Which is closer to being right?
Actually, I've read a lot about the 1918 flu epidemic. There's a wonderful book by John Barry called The Great Influenza that is almost a drama about that time. And the contrast between then and now could not be more striking. First of all, then, we didn't have the antiviral drugs like Tamiflu that we have today. We didn't have the communications infrastructure to be able to find out right away not only where the cases are, but to be able to do the diagnostic test in real time to find out if this, in fact, is this particularly virulent strand of flu. We are able to get flu vaccines, not the vaccines, but the flu treatments to any part of this country within a few hours. And we are doing continuing medical research so that we can come up with the vaccines, and if people expect that to come within the next few months. It actually takes a long time to actually produce a vaccine once you have the virus identified. But we are able to not only identify, to isolate, to treat, and to continue to stay ahead of these flu viruses in ways that were absolutely impossible 100 years ago.
Grace Marie, I know you've written on this subject a little bit in recent days, and I know one of the points you made is that for those who are looking to shackle the pharmaceutical industry, this is an example of why they shouldn't. Explain their role in this and why it's important.
That's exactly right. Everybody's talking about the government's response. Well, who's the government relying on for the medicines? The private pharmaceutical industry. The government doesn't have any capability to produce these vaccines and to produce the Tamiflu and the antiviral treatments. They have to rely on the private pharmaceutical industry. So the next time somebody tries to demonize them and think that we'd really like the government to take this over, they really need to remember this. We've got their 50 million doses of Tamiflu and other antivirals available in stockpile today that have been produced by the private pharmaceutical industry. And they are working overtime to produce a vaccine against this particular strain of the virus. Yes, it's going to mutate, and we have to stay ahead of that, but that's what the pharmaceutical industry does. And if we cripple that and think, oh, well, the government could do that, the next influenza outbreak could be a pandemic because we wouldn't have the medicines and the vaccines in the works that we will have because of the pharmaceutical industry's efforts.
Grace Marie, let's turn now to the ongoing health care policy debate. One thing that's circulating here at the end of the week is comments made on video by Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. I'm sure you've at least heard about it,
yes.
In which she says that essentially this health care plan in the end is designed to destroy the private health insurance industry. Should that be extremely alarming, or in some ways is that a good thing so at least it's out there as this debate goes forward?
Well, I think it's really been very clear. Even the Washington Post this week, believe it or not, actually editorialized against this public plan option. When the American people are asked, would you like to be able to have a choice of a public plan or a private plan, they hear the word choice and they say, absolutely, we'd like that choice. But when they realize that what that means is that you would have a new government health insurance plan that has federal pricing authority, price control authority, federal policing authority, it's like having the referee set the rules of the game, then go out on the playing field and play in the game and being able to change the rules as the game goes along. So it is absolutely not going to be a level playing field. The new government insurance plan will crowd out private insurance companies. The Lewin Group did a study showing that if you had a private plan that was available for working Americans and their families, and it paid at Medicare rates, which is actually more generous than I think a lot of members of Congress would anticipate, that 120 million Americans would lose their private health insurance. It would basically shove private health insurance out of the market, and they'd be left with nothing but the choice of a government plan that completely contradicts what President Obama has promised the American people, which is that if you like the health insurance you have now, you'll be able to keep it. You will not be able to keep it if it vanishes because the private companies can't compete with an underpriced monopoly player that the government would be offering. It is absolutely a route to a single-payer healthcare system, and I think she's actually done us a favor by making it absolutely clear that not only is that where it would lead, but that's where a lot of members of Congress, frankly, want to go.
And Grace Marie, is that why we're likely to see very little debate on this, so they don't have to get the 60 votes necessary to move it forward?
Well, I think at this point they're not even going to try to get 60 votes. They're just going to shove this health care thing through with 51 votes. They're even going to give some of the conservative Democrats a pass on this, like Ben Nelson, who announced today that he does not support a public plan. If they pass this with 51 votes, they can let even some Democrats be able to vote no on this in order to save their seats. But what it is important for the American people to recognize that what we're talking about is that we are going to move toward a government-run health care system very quickly without even having had a debate. And that was really one of the points that the Washington Post set.
Grace Marie, unfortunately, we need to hold it there. Thanks so much, as always, for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute. This is Dateline Washington.